Good morning. We are in Maseches Trumos in the fifth parak. Last time we learned the Mishnah Aleph, which discussed the case where you had some truma which fell into chulin. We did not have 100-to-1 ratio to be mevatel the truma to allow you to eat the rest of the chulin. So that halach is you have to give it all to the kayin. Problem was in that case the truma was truma temeya. The kayin is not allowed to eat that. So what we did was we found few scenarios how we can divide it into small loaves. We can make sure the rest of it is not mekabel tumah, and therefore the rest of it will not become tameh. Mishnah Beis discusses a case where the truma will be batel, so the kohen is allowed to eat it. So here's the case: saw truma tameya shenafel l'teich meya chulin tahirin. You have a saw of truma which falls into 100 saw of chulin tahirin. So now, from the halachas of truma are concerned, you now have a 100-to-1 ratio, and therefore a Yisrael is allowed to eat this mixture because the truma is batel. Now the halacha generally is that whenever you have a case of truma which becomes batel, you're going to take out the amount of truma that fell in there and give it to the kohen regardless of the halachic issue with eating it. There's a monetary issue that the truma belongs to the kohen. So you have to give him what belongs to him. So you'll take out, in this case, the sa'ah and give it to the kayin. So now, when you take out that sa'ah, if we're assuming that sa'ah that you're taking out is actually the truma that fell in, then the problem is that it's a sa'ah of truma tumeya. A kayin is not allowed to eat it. So what are you to do with that sa'ah that you'll take out? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Terai v'tisarev. Shani Omer, sa'ah shenafla, he sa'ah she'alsa. He says exactly what you do with that truma before it fell in. You have truma, which is tamei, falls in to 100 times that amount of chulin, which is tar. Now the halacha is, you have to take out one saw and give it to the kayin. So perfect. Take out that one saw. You could eat all the other 100 saw of chulin, which Yisrael is allowed to eat. Now that one saw that you took out, assume it's the one that fell in. And now it's truma tamei. It's not allowed to be eaten by the kayin, and it has to be burnt. Which is similar to the concept we mentioned in yesterday's Mishnah, or the previous mission that we learned of, you're covered to let it get rotten. V'chachamim v'emim v'chachamim say, no, that's not true. Ta'aleh v'teichah v'teyachah n'kudim v'kla'yis. You can take it out and eat it in small amounts or dry. In other words, v'chachamim say, we don't assume that all of that sa'ah that you're going to take out is exactly the sa'ah that fell in. Rather, we'll assume it got mixed up together. Now you're taking out any random sa'ah, and what's in there is a mixture of chulin and truma. But the truma is batel. And therefore, you just want to make sure that you're not going to allow the rest of the mixture to become tameh. So you avoid it from having a halachic hechsher lekabel tuma. You won't be able to become tameh. Oy tilish b'mei peiros. Mix it with fruit juice, which is not one of the zayim mashkin, which is machsher lekabel tuma. Oy tiskalik l'isos. Make it into small loaves. Again, you won't have a kaveya there, so it won't be mekabel tuma. Kadesh le'yehe b'makim echad kaveitza. You won't have a kaveitza there, which is the amount that you need for something to be metame something else. Stop here, Mishnah Gimel. Chananiah mekasha omer etzakadosh baruch hu.